This is an MUT Radio podcast.
In studio with me, I have an amazing young lady. Guys, by the way, it's so amazing to see women doing great things. So, Ikamalake is Ufezile Ntaba. And this is how we welcome all our guests on the show. Are you good, Mama?
I'm very well, my love. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, dude, you are a human resource management third-year student.
Yes.
You are a former research and innovation officer at U&I Foundation.
Yes.
Former faculty officer of the MUTSRC.
Thank you.
I'm still going on. Founder and owner of Salvage Life clothing brand. Yo, and the list still goes on. Ay, guys, Fezile. Founder and owner of Fezile Ntaba Printing and Embroidery. Haibo, guys. And I'm still continuing, guys. Literally, current chairperson of U&I Foundation. No, she deserves another one. She deserves another one. Wow. Yo. You care for all the titles.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's part of women empowerment.
But uzizwa kanjani when you hear abantu besho those things ukuthi bo maybe kubiza nje bek introduce ukuthi ay bo current chairperson of U&I Foundation.
Yabo. It's amazing, especially when a woman calls you that.
Yes.
Right now, I think Shella Pants waiting.
Yeah.
There's a woman who came and then said, wow, you're an inspiration, part of women empowerment.
Wow.
This is amazing. So it's actually amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think I would assume, Mugusa, that's one of the reasons why you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we end up like, oh, Nugusa, my man, best fazane, maybe Bugela Gwen, Babo Nugusi, we sponelu.
Yeah.
So, anyazi ukuthi uze la nge event that is going to be happening, that is going to be hosted by your foundation, yabo. But before we dive into that, I know ngisho ama titles amaningi, but for someone who's hearing you for the first time, gahle, who is Ufezile?
Okay, Ufezile ingane nje ncane from Hammarsdale. Well, ukuqala kwami nje ukwenza izinto eziningi, it's when I lost so many people in my life.
Really?
Including my mom, my father, and also abantu abangikhulisa. So being on your own, that's what keeps on you going.
Really?
So yeah, that is me.
Wow. So you say ba wena ungabi namuntu is what really pushed you ukuthi.
Yes.
Yo, yes, it says that you're strong, because I see wonke umuntu ocabanga kanjalo, abanye abantu when they lose parents they like, okay, so this day kusakhona abantu abayizwelayo ngoba balahlekelwa abazali, so they blame abantu for impilo yabo being the way it is. So for you to be like, okay, I've lost a parent, I've lost usbanbani, but I'm still going to go forward.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's what they wanted.
Oh, yes.
So if I'm giving up now, bazothembela kubani, yabo. So that's what others can do.
Yeah. And also, I want to know, ukuthi, who is your biggest inspiration? I mean, you did say you lost umama, and you are a woman that is inspiring other women. But I want to know, who inspires you? Who is the woman that inspires you?
Well, my inspiration is Unompilo Vilakazi. And also, it's not only women, but I also believe that even a man can inspire you.
Of course, yes. Of course.
So the person that is inspiring me, it's our CEO of H. It's Lindo Kuhle Zulu.
Oh, yes. That guy is inspiration to all of us. Yeah. That's amazing. I love that. And also, you're young.
No, guys.
No,
I'm 23 years old.
Dude, you guys are doing a lot. You're really pressure. Yo, what have I done with my life? Now I'm going to introduce you to my titles. Yeah. So how did you guys give birth to this foundation? And before we go to the event, Uguti, when Indima Yako, Uzala Ipindima as the chairperson of the foundation, and also starting a foundation, because omunye umuntu doesn't know a foundation, yabo.
Okay. Well, a foundation, it was established by young students of Mangosuthu University of Technology, and it was established to make sure that for people who are still young,
yeah,
and also for people who are at a disadvantaged background,
yeah,
to improve the quality of life. And also me as the chairperson, as the head of a region, per se, it's the region, I'm the regional chairperson.
Yeah.
So it's to make sure that these events happen, and also everything that will help young person or someone who's at the disadvantaged background gets help.
Absolutely. That's amazing. I love that you keep emphasizing with the young person.
Yeah.
It's a group of young people helping other young people. So... I believe Ugutsi abantu abadala can see now Ugutsi yabo intsha is doing a lot, and I see Ugutsi go sonke yabo ayikho into esiyenzayo yabo.
Yeah,
I love that. So see a event that you are going to be hosting. How did this initiative come about, yabo?
Okay, so we have identified that here in KZN and in other surrounding areas, events and also competitions that recognizes talent, especially talented youth, are not done.
True.
And also the events that recognizes small businesses that youth have.
Yeah.
So this event, so we then sat down and strategized, and then we came up with a solution to host this event. So that's where we came up with this idea.
That's where you gave birth to.
Yes.
So you guys are very smart, by the way, because it's not a lot of people that actually recognize. Like, a few friends of mine, a few weeks back, we spoke about that, about how abantu abaningi, they leave eThekwini, bahambe, abantu abaningi bayo go Gold Cape Town, ingoba ama opportunities akekho la. But what you guys did was, you all looked at that, nabona ukuthi there's so much talent here in Durban.
Yeah.
But siyabaleka kunokuthi sizame create those opportunities for ourselves, and that's what you guys are doing with this event.
Yeah.
So what is the purpose of the event?
Well, the purpose of this event is to recognize talented youth, and also to recognize small businesses that are owned by youth, and also it's for KZN and also the other surrounding areas
in KZN.
Yes. And also, as Unity and Interaction Foundation, it is our wish to put everyone in one common environment whereby we'll move as one nation, determined, and also develop and empower youth in KZN and also in other surrounding areas.
Yeah, I like the fact that we keep hearing the word empower, because it shows that is the main goal. We're trying to empower, we're trying to keep youth away from the streets. But understand, if there's something about Kodigiona, to actually better themselves. So, what are the activities?
Well, there's so much.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
There's a lot. Okay. You'll see beauty. You should expect beauty. You should expect young ladies and young brothers modeling.
Yay.
Showing their talent, showing their walks, because they'll be walking.
They'll be walking there.
And also, we'll be seeing people like Babs Koniwe, Babs the MC, King Africa, and also there'll be music. We want to see talent, or we'll see talent from music, poetry, where people raise their voices. And also we'll be seeing Indamu for those who likes Maskandi, Ingoma, and also dancers. So it will be turned out.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot. I might just come there myself as well. Kuningi, and I love when we celebrate. It's in day shugene. Because abanye abathanda poetry, abanye abathanda umculo, abanye abathanda dance. So you've incorporated everything. Abanye abantu bayamodela. Kuningi nje. So why should people come to the event? Apart from the fact that kuningi kuzobe kwenziwa.
Well, firstly, there will be prizes. One will be walking away with 1,000 in cash.
Yes.
And also, for them to come to the event, they must come and support young people, especially young youth. And if the young youth who are contesting or who will be modeling or doing music,
yeah,
they should get support.
Of
That's
course.
What we want. So
yeah,
to improve the quality of life, you must support the one who is showing up or showcasing their talent, and also to support small businesses because they will be selling there.
Yeah.
So yeah, people should come
to support. Yeah. To support each other. It's all about supporting each other as young people.
And they need support.
And being united. You know, this is such a beautiful event, and we would like to know now because we're so excited. Is there like a theme? Let's go again, Janabo.
Okay. So the event is over. It's Mzinyathi in Inanda. Mzinyathi Multipurpose Center. It will start at 9 o'clock, and then whatever you're comfortable of. If kuguti you tend to maskandi or some putanda ukoga yes, because there will also be abendamu or yes. So ungavunula mangabutanda, you can wear your formal casual. It's fine, whatever you are comfortable of, because at the end of the day we are young youth.
Yeah.
So and also you can, if kuguti you don't know where Mzinyathi is, there is transport. It only costs 8 rand. And then there is tickets. The tickets only cost 20 rand. You can also get them at the gate.
At the gate as well. So I don't have to buy them anywhere else.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. So you said iqala ngo 9.
Iqala ngo 9 izophela ngo 5. It's a long event.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But it's entertainment, so we love that.
So
yeah, we
the whole
that.
Day.
The whole day we're turning up. Thank you so much, Fizzy. Thank you. I really enjoyed this interview. So I usually do this to a lot of people that come we show, and I have a conversation with them, I interview them. So because Nina Ni Foundation, and the foundation is like an NGO, you always need funding, you always need support and things like that. So what I usually do is I give someone the opportunity, because I mean, I live by the motto that you must always be ready for an opportunity, because you may never know who is listening, you may never know who you are in the presence of. Uba. So you have to be prepared. So if there was an investor here, and you had 60 seconds to basically tell that investor why they should invest in this foundation. I know you're not the CEO of the foundation, but you are definitely part of bringing the vision to life, so you understand. So what would you tell them? And your 60 seconds start now.
Well, it's balekile ukusiza omunye umuntu oswele, kubalekile ukusiza abantu abamnyama, kubalekile ukusiza young talented youth. So if you have money you like to donate, please donate so that we can assist those people rather than them going to do drugs or going to stay maybe in Kakwen. But please assist us in making sure that we change the life of a young person.
Okay, that was really, really quick. It was like 40 seconds going down to 39 seconds. Okay, so I'm going to give you a 7 out of 10. I'll give you a 7 out of 10 because, like, Shame, I put you on the spot, Yabolo Ntule, and you gave valid points, Yabolo Ntule. Yeah, In a minute. Ah, you shyly. Thank you so much for joining us, Bezile. I'm going to say that you're going to end. Quick question before we sit there. Are you guys on social media?
Yeah, we are on social media. We are on Facebook, of which it's Unity and Interaction Foundation. We are also on Instagram, of which it's UNI Foundation. We are also on TikTok, of which it's UNI Foundation. Yeah, and also people can watch all the entertainment that will be there on the day.
Yeah, you guys are going to be on YouTube. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
On YouTube, it's UNI Foundation.
Amazing. So maybe they want to connect with you specifically away from your foundation.
Okay.
Where can they follow you?
Okay, they can follow me on Facebook. It's Fezile Njaba. TikTok, Fezile Njaba. And also on Instagram, it's Savage Life Clothing Brand. Okay, they can WhatsApp me in 084-923-6659. It's 084-923-6659.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.